Recording Gina by Susanna Calloway. We were beginning to wonder whether you'd ever show up, Sheriff Johnson.
I let Hamlet take it a bit slower this evening.
Riley slapped his horse on the shoulder.
He wants to eat up the miles like there's so many blades of grass. But it was too beautiful of a night to let it pass me by without giving it some attention.
Well, I suppose I'm just glad you didn't let Hamlet lead you off the path in this slow meandering. Otherwise, you might not have shown up for supper at all. She stood still, holding the baby close, and stepped to the edge of the porch steps, an invitation for him to ascend. Come on in, Sheriff Johnson. Mandy and Almira are waiting supper for you. He looped Hamlet's reins around to the porch railing and did as he was bid.
Miss Gina?
He said impulsively, reaching out and laying a hand on her arm. The warmth of the connection felt like a shock, but when she turned to him with another ready smile, he let his hand stay.
Maybe seeing as we've known each other for a while now, you could call me Riley. He gave a sheepish smile. I'd like to think I'm friends with everyone here at York Ranch.
Murder and Mega Millions by USA Today best-selling author Diane Harmon. Chapter 1. Melissa Ross hated the wind that always swirled around the gas station her father owned at the intersection of the two highways that ran through Four Corners. She knew both highways led somewhere else, but being only 12 years old, she didn't know where. She guessed it had to be somewhere much more glamorous and beautiful than the dry, hot, sun-baked desert that surrounded Four Corners. The two highways that intersected at Four Corners, 395 running north and south, and 58 from east to west, were heavily traveled by cars and trucks. The trucks drove fast and the cars drove even faster. She was sure they wanted to drive as fast as possible so they could get to some place where people didn't have to listen to the incessant sounds of the traffic and wind. No one wanted to stop at Four Corners unless they needed gas. Her mother, Ellen, had often told her about those places. They were towns and cities that had museums, antiques, and art, all the things her mother loved. She and her mother spent hours looking at the art and antique magazines Ellen subscribed to. Looking at the magazines was the only thing they could do to escape the constant sounds of the incessant traffic on the highway. Cars and trucks frequently stopped at their gas station while they were on their way to another part of the state. Each time a big rig shuddered to a stop, their tiny apartment behind the station shuddered as well. Her mother promised her that someday they'd leave and get to see all the wonderful things they'd seen in the magazines. Ellen's eyes lit up when she talked about the trips they would take. Melissa didn't care much about the destination, as much as she wanted to be a part of something that made her mother happy. The rest of the time when the dog-eared magazines went back to their place on the cluttered shelf in the tiny kitchen, the shining light in Ellen's eyes went out. The Other Witch by Diane Harmon and Crystal Doolittle.
Someone's here, Jesse said as he looked out one of the windows. It's the police chief. Lead him back to the cave. I'll deal with the body.
Are you sure? She asked. She wasn't entirely sure he was still okay after what happened. The last thing she wanted was to leave him and have some terrible side effect happen.
You have no clue how well I can heal, he said simply. I'll be more than fine in just a little bit. Go see if you two can help the others. Even if you give them the antidote, they may still have problems. If nothing else, I doubt they'll be mentally okay. He'll probably have to call for backup.
He turned towards her.
Hurry, before he comes in here to investigate, and we have to try to explain all of this to him. I don't think that would go well. Most people can't deal with paranormals, Miranda.
She wanted to argue, but she knew he was right. Instead of arguing, she hurried out the back door. If Jack saw what she'd done, he might think differently of her, and she didn't want that. It would look like she murdered some woman and that Jesse was an accomplice. Not good.
Miranda?
She heard Jack call out as he approached the church with a flashlight.
What are you doing here?
We don't have time, she began as she hurried towards him.
People across the street said they heard screaming and banging over here. I came to check it out, he said, eyeing her.
I think I know where the missing people are, she said. Come on, we have to hurry.
Lead the way, he said somberly as he followed her.
Play to Keep by Arizona Tape. Chapter 2. I stared at the silver knife in my hand, examining the dull edge. It wasn't a very elegant weapon, but death didn't care about elegance, just practicality. How would Jade react if I stabbed her through the neck with this? If I aimed it right, I'd hit her windpipe and rob her of her voice, stealing her last words. Even prisoners on death row weren't treated as harshly, but the blonde was in a league of her own, uncaught but equally as deserving of punishment, and I was going to be her deliverer, her executioner, the dealer of fate. As I stared at the woman across the hall, my hand tightened around the hilt of the knife, the cool metal warming from my touch, whereas her laughter used to bring delight. Now I couldn't stand it, especially not when it was elicited by my brother. 16.8 Intermittent Fasting by Greta Becker. Introduction. If you want to lose weight permanently without wasting more time counting calories, then keep reading. Have you heard about the awesome power of 16.8 intermittent fasting weight loss plans, but want to learn more about how to integrate them into your everyday life? This will not be your umpteenth failed diet. The 16.8 fasting diet is the definitive program to help you lose weight while learning how to eat the right way. It's not at all about starving. The benefits of the 16.8 intermittent fasting weight loss plan have been scientifically proven. In this book, you'll learn how this diet is different from the others. You'll learn the essential 9 rules that will make the difference in losing weight. You'll learn the perfect equation that will make you lose weight more effectively. The 5 key steps to increasing results. The myth intent on destroying 16.8 intermittent fasting. You'll also learn 20 delicious recipes you can use to start losing weight now. The perfect low-carb diet to maximize the beneficial effects, and even more. Even if you don't know much about intermittent fasting, this book will help you start a healthy weight loss process. So, let's begin.